Carl Dickinson, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. Frustrating, I guess, to have gone out the Emirates FA Cup this afternoon.
Yeah, it was, because it wasn't really a game of many chances. We did really well to get ahead. I thought a shape without the ball was really good as well. Get the goal up, great finish by Danny. And then it's a cross, isn't it, their first goal. So out of nowhere, then they're on the front foot, then we have it all kicking off. And yeah, I think they got a little bit lucky with how the ball got through to their right back for the goal. And then, to be fair, that the lads took the second goal really well. But I think if it had gone to a replay, everyone would have gone, yeah, fair enough. But disappointed, because, you know, I've been involved in good runs since I've come out of full-time football, and I know the history with Congleton as well, so it'd have been nice to go on another run with them as well. But yeah, not to be. So now we dust ourselves down and concentrate on the league now.
Don't talk about the attendance. 492 was given. That's a fantastic attendance for step five of the non-league game. It beats many of the Northern Premier League West divisions.
Yeah, it always amazes me, the pull of non-league football. You know, I grew up watching my two older brothers play non-league on a Saturday and Sunday, and you know, I love it. I love that feeling. I love, you know, when you come into these sorts of stadiums and to see that many people come in and cheer us on, especially like in an FA Cup game. It's big, and we're going to need their support throughout the rest of the season as well.
Were you going to take that free kick right at the end? Peter Williams put it right over. Thought it was going to be a Dickhead special.
Well, yeah, I mean, I looked at it and you know, the angle was probably better for Pete, but I think it's come off his big toe. I think it's come off his big toe and gone straight over the bar. But no, like I say, I'll always step up. But like I said, to be fair to Pete, it was a better angle for him. He's just obviously not made the right connection with it.
No, he hasn't. And how are you finding life here at Congleton Town? Because it was a bit of a surprise to me, because originally you were maybe going Bury by the looks of it.
Yeah, I mean, the Bury thing, it just proved to be too much travelling for me and the family. I've done enough travelling over the years at full-time football where I've missed out on stuff with kids and being in hotels, etc. So I just needed to make sure everything was set. But coming here, I know a few of the lads anyway. But it's been good, and you know me long enough, I just want to enjoy playing football and being out on the pitch, and you know, that's what makes me feel good.
You know the Midlands Football League. You know how to win the Midlands Football League. So what do Congleton need to do to go and emulate what you did 2 years ago?
We've got to have a mix of everything, because we're going to go to some stadiums where the pitches aren't great, against some decent teams as well. And obviously we're having a bit of a change in how we play this year, cause with Tom Pope now being at Witton. So it's a different type of football. We've just got to make sure we believe in that and make sure we keep putting in the hard work game by game, because that is it. That is literally it. We're going to have to go to some horrible places and deal with some horrible teams and teams that ain't going to give us much space or much sniff at all, and we've got to be able to unlock that. And from what I've seen, we've got the quality to do that. So it's just making sure that standards are kept high week in, week out,